Last week on IC Change, the posts were plentiful. Craig asked how long water will keep flowing in the winter ditches. Zach asked if it's common for strawberry plants to be popping up this early. Andrea said the juniper pollen was early. Pamela said the ticks were early. Bob noted that the skunks were out. Jason said it was spring in the greenhouse. And Don commented on the kindness of snow. KVNF's Marty Derlin talked to local mountain bike enthusiast Smith Boone about the past year on the trails and what it looks like for this year.
Smith Boone rides his bike regularly in the BLM land that's adjacent to Paonia, the area popularly known as Jumbo, a network of dirt trails and loops on juniper-covered mesas. By taking photographs and using a meter on his bike, he's got a record of the weather and conditions over about 6 years now. He posts regularly on icchange@thealmanac.org. Here he talks about a special event that occurred last year, as well as the dry conditions that are only increasing.
This year, the real big highlight we had a pair of golden eagles have their babies on the rock face on Jumbo, and that was spectacular. So there's a pair of binoculars at the very top of the ride or the top of the trails, and you can stop and look up on the cliff from there with the binoculars, and you're, you know, hundreds of yards away, so it's pretty far still, but with binoculars you could see right into the nest, and we got to watch these baby birds first come out of the nest, and then all of a sudden they started flying one at a time, and then they're group flying and things like that. Last winter, we were able to get to the grassy knoll on March 23rd, which was the earliest I've heard of, on very dry trails, which is unusual. Usually those seeps and things along the that northern side are quite muddy and wet late, all the way through May in general. And so we've seen a big change there. We were also able to extend this same season until December 6th was the last ride I had all the way up to the top. And that's way past Thanksgiving, way past both or all three hunting seasons. And it was an amazing year. So super dry and super hot up there last year in the summer. You want to be riding before noon at the latest, you know, with the heat and the dry trails. I rode some local roads the other day on Minnesota Creek, and it was totally dry, which I've never seen in February. So I've seen it kind of dry up is what's happening.
For ICChange@thealmanac.org, I'm Marty Derlin.
Change is in the air. Have you seen anything that's unusual for this time of year? You can become a part of IC Change and two-way radio at kvnf.org or thealmanac.org.